Welcome to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. I know we usually speak about parenting, but we're going to talk about the primary relationship in the home, and that is the relationship between the dad and the mom, the parenting relationship. And I know some of you are single parents, and so you may not feel like you want to work on marriage. However, the book I wrote called Activate Your Marriage is a book that anybody who is interested in self-improvement can read and appreciate. So I even give it to people who are not married, young people who want to get married someday. And the reason I give it to them is because it has 12 exercises that will help you develop the character necessary to be in a strong relationship, whether it's a parenting relationship or a future marriage relationship, or certainly can help you in the current marriage relationship that you're in. So it's an important concept, an idea that we're trying to develop. And I'm grateful that Elena and I have an opportunity to talk to you about marriage, and especially today as we enter into another one of the chapters in this book. So Elena, welcome. I'm glad you could be with me today.
Hi, Dr. Scott, and hi, everyone listening. Yes, it's really wonderful to be again together. And we will indeed today talk about your new book, Activate Your Marriage. Such a practical, but also deep field with biblical teachings about marriage and actually how to make a difference in a very practical way. I really love the exercises that each chapter has. I encourage everybody who's listening to our podcast to have a look at it. I know for sure that improving on our marriage as parents, it will have an impact, a positive impact on the life of our children as well. So that being said, today we will go any further with chapter 3, and we will talk about attentiveness, deepening a heart of servanthood in marriage. And I'm just going to quickly define, share the definitions, or at least how you describe servanthood and attentiveness in the book. So servanthood, you are making here a note on making my spouse's needs a priority, with a heart willing to help and uplift, even when it requires sacrifice. And attentiveness, intentionally listening and responding to my spouse, creating an environment of support and understanding. So Dr. Scott, would you like to introduce us to attentiveness and why you thought it was a important part of our work in our marriage?
I think attentiveness is one of the ways we demonstrate servanthood. And so I am convinced that servanthood is one of the keys to any relationship, something that Jesus taught us, that we're to be servants to one another. And attentiveness is one of the ways that we can show that. It's really interesting that Jesus spent time with his disciples, and when he did, he taught them by, at the Last Supper, getting up and taking a towel, putting it around his waist, and going to each one of the disciples and washing their feet. And then he says to them, do this like I'm doing that for you. Now, we don't typically, in most of our traditions, we don't do foot washing. Sometimes the parents will do this as an activity with their kids just to teach what servanthood is all about in a family. And that's fascinating to watch kids wash each other's. But, and so I think, though, if you think about washing someone's feet, it's very humbling. It requires that you pay attention to what you're doing. You're thinking about them. And I think that one of the ways we do that in a marriage relationship, or just in, if we want to be the servant kind of person, is we're attentive. Attentiveness is such a valuable quality that a person can have, because it means that I'm going to focus on this other person. There's a tendency that I think we have in our lives that we have our eyes looking down at our social media or Facebook or something, the latest news of what's going on. Or we get interrupted by a notification, and electronics don't have a lot of manners. They don't understand what rude is, and so they interrupt us, and sometimes we allow them then to interrupt a conversation we're having with our mate. And so I think that one of the things that attentiveness does is it teaches us to be a servant. It says, I'm going to put away my needs for the moment, and I'm going to focus in on my wife, in my case, my wife, while she tells a story. Or I'm going to ask her questions about her day or what happened, because when I do, then I'm being a servant. And I really do enjoy listening to my wife. talk about things. And we have a special time. We live alone now, just her and I. And after dinner, we'll spend an extra 20, 30 minutes just talking. And she has lots of stories to tell. And I love mm-hmm. listening to them. And it's important that we focus on each other and not get sucked into our devices or just talking too much about ourselves. And I think that's servanthood. And I think that probably we could say that listening is a good example of foot washing today, that if we would spend more time listening to people, it's a way of demonstrating that selflessness that we can have with others.
Yeah, it's funny because in the church where I grew up in Romania, I think down to this day, they are still doing, they are still washing each other's feet, the men especially. And so that's indeed, my father used to do that when he was still alive. And indeed, it was a very, very deepening way to deepen the relationship, but also to show servitude and to show respect to each other and love. So it's actually such a deep topic because most of the times in our relationship with our spouse, we tend to be very superficial in our communication and we go about the day, how we're going to get along with all the things we have to do with the kids and everything that we have planned for them. And we hardly actually go into deeper conversations. We hardly make time for that. So I find that so important as well. And I think indeed, talking about servanthood in marriage can also be so challenging, especially in a society and in a culture where we're so used to 50-50 or we used to, being always right, having always the last word. I find that really, such an important thing to be bringing back and to be thinking about and to be practicing in our lives and in our marriages as well. Dr. Scott, you spoke about attentive listening, and you spoke about devices and electronics, and you gave example of your own life with your wife. How do you recommend? What do you think some good tips would be for people who are younger, who have children, who are busy? They do a lot of things on their devices, even shopping sometimes for food and a lot of other, practical things. How do you recommend they become stronger in managing that and also better at listening?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think electronics are a very important part of our lives, and we have to know how to make them our servant and not become their master. I think when we're talking about attentiveness in particular, what we're saying it has to do with priority. Mm-hmm. It's saying for these few moments, I'm going to focus on your eyes and what you're saying to me. And I'm not going to allow other things to get in the way, like children. So, let's say a dad comes home. He comes home and a child says, oh, good, Dad, I want you to spend some time with me. And I think the dad could say, you know what? I love you a lot. And because I love you, I'm going to say no. I need to go spend time with my wife first. I think that says a lot to a child that says, my wife is really important to me, and she's the first one she's my priority in this family. When all these urgent things that seem to crop up can take the place of that conversation, then I think it's good for us to just set the stage and say, nope, you need to solve your own problems for a few minutes. I'm going to talk to my wife for a bit. Can't always do that, but as much as possible, we're not going to allow children to interrupt a few minutes of time. Now, we are going to still parent, of course, but there's an opportunity, I think, sometimes we have to teach our children that this is a priority for us. And as we spend time together, then we're able to benefit a lot. Now, my wife and I, when we're having our special time after dinner, it's a time for us, and I'm not saying it doesn't have electronics involved, because one, we might say, hey, what do you want to do tomorrow? Well, I don't know. Let's check the weather. So we'll pull out our phones and check the weather. Or did you see that video from one of our grandchildren? And oh, I didn't get to see that. And so we'll talk about it. But that's different than doing our own kind of selfish news searches or looking at our own Facebook pages, while we're trying to listen to someone. I think that listening to people tell stories and talk is a really good thing to do. And it requires sometimes we just make it a priority. This is my priority in the moment, whether it's children or electronics, I'm going to focus in on you.
Do you think it should be a certain amount of time, or what is more important, the time, the frequency of kind of having this time together?
Yes, I'm probably going to say yes to all of those. You know, people have different schedules. For me, a lot of my work is done out of an office in my own home. And so I can leave my office and go spend some time with my wife, who's also working. I mean, my wife's an author. She's written 22 books and she's very busy. And sometimes I'll go to try to connect with her and I see that she's in her little writing sprint that she does online with other people. And I'm going, oh, but this is not a good time for me to try to interrupt her. But sharing life together is a valuable thing that we do in our family. And sometimes it takes place during the day, but most of the time it takes place around our dinner time. But in that, some families getting dinner on and off the table with five kids. I mean, I remember those times. Those are pretty busy experiences that we have with kids. Mm-hmm. And we really need to spend time helping and working and so on. And that's often not a very conducive time for a couple to be interacting. But maybe there's some time later on. You know, we teach children they need to play independently or find something to do that doesn't involve mommy and daddy time, because mommy and daddy are going to sit here after dinner and talk. Or we're going to do something like, you know, just talk maybe before we go to bed or something. I don't know. It's one of those hard times to find some time, but the point is we're looking for it. And when we do have those times, then we're attentive and we're listening to the other person because it says, I value you. I respect you. I love you.
Yeah. And you give actually some very interesting examples of questions here in your book, which I find helpful to get us started. For example, instead of asking, how was your day, which is quite a common question, but still also very easy to answer with a bad or good, very undeep answer, you give here a few examples such as, what was a meaningful part of your day? Or what's something that's been on your mind lately? Which I actually find a very nice question, which can open up a lot of nice conversations, also challenging conversation, I suppose. Another example is there anything you've been feeling or thinking about that you haven't shared yet? Again, very questions that cannot be answered with a yes or no, that need to be thought through and shared. And you also give some examples of how to practice active listening. Which is, of course, making the eye contact and nodding and responding, I understand, and tell me more. So I find that extremely helpful. If you don't have yet a starting point, I think it's just good to sit down and say, let's take these few questions and, you know, let's go through one of them at least to open up that kind of conversation. So thank you for sharing this in the book. You are also talking here in this chapter about servanthood beyond marriage, and I would really love to hear also how we can use these skills that we're practicing here outside our marriage.
Well, the point is that I'm trying to make within this whole book, it's a practical book. Okay. Mm-hmm. It tells you how. That's what people like about the National Center for Biblical Parenting in general. Whether mm-hmm. you're parenting your kid or you're in marriage, we give you answers to how you're mm-hmm. going to engage something or what you're going to do. So people like that. And I think that one of the things I'm trying to do here is help people realize that God is growing us in the arena of marriage. And this arena of marriage is powerful and important. And it's a place where even if our spouse isn't participating the way we would like them to, we can still grow. But it's also one of those things, all these qualities, all these 12 qualities in the book are things that bless other people and people mm-hmm. appreciate them. So take a servant attitude at work or at the grocery store or in the neighborhood. It does something because we're reflecting Christ's love to people. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's just listening. Sometimes it's not listening. Sometimes it's sharing an exciting story. Like I was out with my neighbor today. I was sharing an exciting story with him. And he just was blessed by that. I could tell in his eyes. He just appreciated the interaction we had. The point is, I'm saying you're valuable to me. And sometimes that value is demonstrated by talking, but a lot of times it's demonstrated by asking questions and listening.
Yeah.
So I think we can do it outside of our families. The point is that you don't have to be married to read this book. You can certainly practice these things with other people. in, you know, in your dorm room or with your parents or certainly with other people, friends and so on. All of these qualities are valuable ones for us to be practicing and learning.
Yeah, I think that's so so important and so pivotal to to how we are as individuals, as Christians in this world. So I cannot agree more with you, Dr. Scott. We are coming towards the end of our episode, and I want to encourage everybody who's listening to do take a few seconds to rate our podcast and to share it with their friends or with those they might think would benefit. It really makes a big difference in how we reach other people who might benefit. So please feel free to take a few seconds and rate our podcast or share it. And before we close, Dr. Scott, I would love to hear from you. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I think that listening becomes this opportunity for a deeper connection with people. I think that what happens when we listen, we learn things that we didn't know. We can ask more questions, and then we find out things we never knew, and we can find out things. Maybe it's new facts that, or maybe it's new emotions. You know, a person starts telling a story, and we realize this is a really touching story. I didn't know that about you, and we'd even do that with our spouses. So I think that this idea of servanthood is so valuable because it's a way of connecting with another person in a deeper way. And what a better place to do that than in family life and with marriage. So I encourage people to spend some time listening. And then when they listen, encourage their spouse as they're listening. Just a way to strengthen the dynamic between two people, and it deepens their connection. So folks, we're grateful that you're listening to us. And we trust that God's going to use these resources in a powerful way to strengthen your marriage. And whether it's now or later, that God will do some special things in your heart in regards to relationships. So thanks for joining us today.